Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, this is Melanie Fox. I'm so sorry I missed your call. I was on an important phone call from my mom.
Oh, yes. Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for calling me back. Yes, you will be working with patient Joan Hart from Monday through Friday, from Mondays 9 to 5, Tuesday 9 to 4, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 to 5, correct?
No. Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is from 9 to 4.
9 to 4, correct, yes. That's the schedule that I have. Did you start it today?
No, I started on Monday. Well, the official came in today, but I've been working all week, and I need somebody to. I needed your help filling out this timesheet.
Yeah, but I was notified by Dina that you started today, not on Monday.
Well, I just spoke to Dina about an hour and a half ago, and she knew I was working from Monday on, because we got approval for it.
Okay, yes, I will send to your email the timesheet link. You can always use the same links because it never expires, so you can send the timesheets from Monday, Tuesday, and today also, because you're almost finished. You're supposed to work from 9 to 4. And also, I will send you the app link, the link for you to download the app in your cell phone to clock in and now. Are you familiar with the HHA Exchange app?
I have the HHA app. That's what, as a matter of fact, if you want to look it up on there, I've been signing in and out on there under unscheduled visits.
Oh, understood. In that case, for you to be linked in Family First, and you can clock in and clock out from today's schedule options, I need the mobile ID that is located in the app. Are you able to log in now and look for that number?
Yeah, sure. Hold on 1 second. Give me,
okay.
Bear with me for
your
1 minute. I have to put you on speaker. Okay, I am in my app. Where would I find that?
In the upper right-hand corner, under your name, is located the mobile ID number. I need that number.
Okay, here it is. It's 06, F as in Frank, 54.
Only 7-digit code, mobile ID. Is that the HHA Exchange app?
Yes. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. It's 1181825.
825. Okay. Let me check if I can activate it. Information has been saved. Now I'm gonna add the client to your calendar. Let me put Melanie. Okay. Now saved. Okay, good. Thank you so much for giving me the number, Melanie. You are already linked in HHA Exchange, the Family First Care Agency, which means that as of tomorrow, Thursday, you are able to clock in at 9 and clock out at 4, okay? Keep in mind that this is home care services, so you must clock in and out always from patient address. This is home care services, okay?
Yes, I'm aware. So do I still have to fill out the timesheet?
Just for Monday, Tuesday, and today. For tomorrow, if you clock in and out perfect, it's not necessary for you to fill out the timesheet.
Okay, so I'm not really all that good with stuff like this, so if you'd be patient with me and stay on the phone while I fill it out. That's okay.
You wanna a little bit patient with me on the phone?
Yes, please. Would that be okay?
Yes. Let me see. Let me put the days in on the email. It's 9, 10, and 11. Let me write it down for you.
Where it says direct care worker name, does that mean me or my mom?
The direct worker, that's you.
Okay. Participant name, Joanne Hart. PM. Sorry, I'm just making sure that I get all this done right because I'm not very tech savvy.
Don't worry. Let me know if you have any doubts during the timesheet. I will stay here. If you don't know the Medicaid ID, the participant Medicaid ID, you can write 00030.
Diana was nice enough to help me with that. She gave me the number.
Oh, got it.
Okay, so where it says participant's name, is that's my mom's name, right?
Correct. Patient's name.
Okay. Mom, I'm coming to you for just 1 second. If you would just be kind enough to initial this for me.
Sweetly. I'm thrilled to do that to you.
Right here, use your finger and just sign your name.
And that whole name?
Yeah, you can either put your initials, I guess would be okay. Or your whole signature, whichever.
The initials, it's okay. The initials works.
Okay. She can.
I got it.
Okay. Okay, so now where it says direct worker's name, that's my name and signature, correct?
Correct, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Of course, because you're on the phone with me, everything went smoothly. Okay, I got it. I sent it to you.
Let me check on my app. Melanie Fox, I got it. 9, 10, and 11 today. Okay, well done. Thank you so much. I received it.
Thank you for all your help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Miss. Do you have my phone number already? I just sent you like an email for you. So with the timesheet links in the email, it's attached my phone number, okay? So you can call me, email me, or text me when you need it. I'm available from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Well, I do have one other quick question. There was this other thing I was told to put in. What is ExoForce?
ExoForce, that's the link. It's not an app. It's like a platform, electronic link, where you can review your pay stubs. I can send you the information also.
I have it here. I was just wondering if it was an app that I had to download or, you know, whatever the case may be.
It's not an app. It's a link where you can log in and review the pay stubs.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. I was just curious. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Miss. Please let me know if anything, okay? Thank you so much to you for your time.
Thank you.
You have a good one. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.